Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello there, you fantastic Floozville fans. It's everybody's favorite manager of the Floozville Factory / Trivia Master, Mr. Schnooze. That's me, Mr. Schnooze, the manager of the Floozville Fizzbar Factory / Trivia Master, bringing you Flooz Mania, the fun-filled Flooz Challenge for kiddos of all ages. True or false? I love trivia. Yeah, before you can even throw a guess out there, it's true. True or false? Today we're doing a trivia-thon. That's true too. True or false? Bob the station manager is very excited. Okay, he's shaking his head out of excitement, I bet. Now, today's Flooz Mania trivia is all about books. I've actually been working on my own book, based on my time as manager of the Floozville Fizzbar Factory. It's called How to Barricade the Doors from Annoying Fizzies Named Waffle and Martha While You, the Most Handsome Manager of the Floozville Fizzbar Factory, Are Trying to Get Some Real Work Done, by Mr. Schnooze, the manager of the Floozville Fizzbar Factory. Yes, I know the title is a bit long, but I think it gets the point across. Oh, I can't wait for the Netflix spin-off. Now, on to the trivia. Brilliant book trivia question number one. True or false? There are 20 million published books in the world. 20 million? I don't think so. That's impossible. I myself own 73.5 books, and I am the most well-read fizzy in all of Floozville. So there's no way on earth there are 20 million published books. That's like everyone on earth having 1,000 books, or 20 books, or a million books. Look, I never said math was my strong suit, but I bet the answer's false. There are way less than 20 million books. Let's get on with the answer, even though we don't need to. True or false? There are 20 million published books in the world. The answer is false. I knew it was false. There are roughly 130 million published books in the world. 130 million. Well, it was still correct. I did say false. Now, on to beautifully crafted book question number two. True or false? The most popular book of all time is How to Explain Health and Safety Regulations to Children in 75 Easy Steps by Mr. Schnooze, the manager of the Floozville Fizzbar Factory. I do know the answer to this. There have been over 150 copies sold to me from the publisher, who was also me. I bought them as stocking stuffers for every employee I have at the factory. But everyone said, Mr. Schnooze, we don't want the same gift 8 times in a row. Gosh, some people are so ungrateful. You're not, Bob. You took the book with vim and vigor. And then you what? Used it to prop up a wobbly table. All right, let's just find out the answer before I find out more horrific things that have happened to my published works. True or false? The most popular book of all time is How to Explain Health and Safety Regulations to Children in 75 Easy Steps by Mr. Schnooze, the manager of the Floozville Fizzbar Factory. The answer is false. Excuse me? The real answer is the Bible. Pfft, who's ever heard of that? What a waste. All right. Well, I'll be fact-checking that after the show's done. But for now, here is book trivia question number 3. True or false? The most expensive book in the world is Top Secret Recipe Ideas for Fizz Bars. P.S. They're really good and you can't have them, by Mr. Schnooze, the manager of the Fizz Bar factory. Well, this one is certainly true in Floozville. I put a price tag on my book so astronomically high, nobody wanted to buy it. No, Bob, that is the reason nobody wanted to buy it. It is, in fact, very interesting and full of delicious secrets. But name any fizzy who has a spare $19.95, I dare you. Exactly, no fizzy at all. But let's check the answer, even though I know it already, and so do you, Floozville fans. See, you've always got my back. True or false, the most expensive book in the world is Top Secret Recipe Ideas for Fizz Bars. P.S. They're really good and you can't have them, by Mr. Schnooze, the manager of the Floozville Fizz Bar factory. The answer is false. This is so rude. The most expensive book in the world, apparently, is actually the Codex Lester. The science book sold for $30.8 million in 1994. It was Leonardo da Vinci's science diary. Well then, I'll say my book is a close number two. What do you mean you agree that my book is a massive number two? Now, let's just press on before you give me details. Book question number 4. Are you ready? Here we go. True or false? The longest sentence ever written is 823 words. What a long sentence. A long sentence. Now, what is a long sentence I can think of? I'll count the words. See if this is a long sentence. My name is Mr. Schnooze, and yesterday, Waffle and Martha used my 6-wheeled bike and 56 balloons to make the world's most inefficient flying machine, and they now owe me a new 6-wheeled bike. There, that was 37 words. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say it's false. Let's see. True or false, the longest sentence ever written is 823 words. The answer is true. It was in the book Les Miserables, written by Victor Hugo. Well, seems like Mr. Hugo had too much spare time on his hands. Could have worked at the Fizz Bar factory and done something worthwhile. I mean, who's ever heard of Les Miserables? What a silly name for a book. It's not even proper English. On to the next buoyant book question. True or false? The oldest operating library was built in 1984 and it's located inside a car wash. Inside a car wash sounds correct, but 1984 seems too long ago. This could be a trick question, so I'm going to say it was built inside a car wash in 2009. So this is false. Now, let's find out the answer. True or false? The oldest operating library was built in 1984, and it's located inside a car wash. The answer is false. All right. Portuguese bookshop Bertrand Chiado is officially the oldest operating bookshop in the world, founded in 1732. Sheesh, I hope this bookshop has had some Botox. And look at that, we have only got 2 book questions left to go. Here's book question number 6. True or false? Former American President Theodore Roosevelt read at least 1 book per day. Yeah, Bob, the station manager, certainly gets through quite a few magazines and newspapers during my broadcast. He's also known to look out the window and watch grass grow and watch videos on the internet of paint drying. So, if Bob can do it, anybody can. What do you think, Bob? He's busy reading the back of a shampoo bottle. I don't even know why you have that in here, but don't let me get in your way, Bobbert. Clearly you're very busy, glad you're getting a paycheck. Now, true or false, former American President Theodore Roosevelt read at least one book per day. That answer is true. My, my, one book a day. I guess books must have been a lot shorter back then. Either that, or he was avoiding his responsibility. Now, we have arrived at our final book-based trivia question. Are you ready, Floosville fans? I certainly am. True or false, Roald Dahl was a fighter pilot in World War II. For those who don't know, Roald Dahl is the author of books such as Matilda, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and The Witches. That's right, he's an author. And this question is whether or not the man who wrote funny children's novels served in a war? Well, I don't think we really need to do this, but let's see the answer anyway. Here we go. Time for the final answer to the final question. True or false? Roald Dahl was a fighter pilot in World War II. The answer is true. Goodness gracious, that's right. The author of Matilda, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and the Witches was a fighter pilot in World War II. Well, that's certainly one diverse resume. And with that, we are at the end of seven brilliant book questions on Floosmania trivia. How many did you get right? I hope you got them all. But if you didn't, you can always listen to our next trivia show and try again. And that's the end of Floosmania for today, kiddos. Come back next time. We've got Joke Fest, Spelling Bees, and surprises every single week. Oh, and remember, Floosville is a secret. Don't you go telling everyone about it, or we'll be overrun with kids while we're trying to work. Until next time, this is Mr. Schnooze signing off. Ta-ta for now.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.